But before we get into the message, let's go ahead and we will open up with prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to come, Father, to open your word, to hear from you, Father, to hear from others. That is what today is about. And Lord, we just want to give you praise and thanks for that opportunity that we have to be here today. Lord, we thank you, we give you praise and thanks, and all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, good morning once again and welcome. Today, I wanted to do something that I consider old school. This is old school church right here. And for those of you that are looking at me like that, what are you talking about? Old. I'm sorry. So this is going to be a little bit of a different Sunday. And honestly, this is probably a lost art in many of our churches that are around the country today. Yet this is something that is encouraging, and it builds up the body of Christ in a way that only it can do. There's something different between doing what we're going to do this morning and sitting here listening to a message from a pastor who's reading out of the Bible and giving you what God's given him. This is something that God has given you, and he's given it to each and every one of us. And that's what makes it so special today. You know, I can remember as a child, you know, Carol was sitting there. She was talking about the testimony of the kids, and it started right around Easter time. And I know that many of you here today have heard me say this before, but remember my very first testimony as a child. What was my very first testimony as a child? Does anybody remember? I love God. Go ahead. And I love Wonder Woman. I was about 6 years old when I gave that testimony at church for the first time. That's not going to be the testimony that I give today. Man, that was almost 50-some years ago. You believe that? For the last 50 years, this practice in churches of testimony giving has fallen by the wayside. And a lot of people think that it's because it's irrelevant, but I beg to differ. It's not irrelevant at all. Actually, I can remember listening to saints of old stand up and give their testimony about God, what God was doing in their life. A lot of it went over my head at the time, but there was something very special about it. There's something very special about it. When we hear what God is doing in the lives of other people, what does that tell us? It tells me, personally, if God is doing that in their life, He'll do it in every child's life. He'll do it in everyone's life. And by golly, there's power in that. There's power in listening to what God is doing in others' lives because it encourages us, it strengthens us, and it lets us know I'm not alone. I'm not alone in this journey. In 1 Corinthians 2, verses 1 through 5, the Apostle Paul says this because he knew that it was so important and powerful. When I come to you, brothers, I did not come with eloquence and superior wisdom, as I proclaim to you the testimony about God, for I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I come to you in weakness and fear and with much trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on men's wisdom, but on God's power. Paul said, when I come to you, when I come to this region, I didn't come with wise and persuasive words, things that you think you want to hear that make me sound important. He said, I come to you with a simple message. Jesus Christ crucified. That's it. That's it. And because I come to you like that, God showed His power in that testimony. When we give God the floor and allow other people to tell what God's doing in their life, we are blessed, they are blessed, God is glorified, and the power of God can be shared with an entire congregation. So if I give the floor to God, and Lucius is going to come up here, and anyone who would like to say and talk about what God's doing in their life, he'll come around and give you the mic so that people can hear and we can all be blessed. Is there anyone who would like to start?
For Jesus and the cross, for my family, my church family. You don't know how much you mean to me. And I thank him for forgiving me of all my sins. And praise be to God.
Amen. Anyone else?
I want you to know what the power of prayer really means. I'm here, but I shouldn't be. You prayed for me. You laid your hands on me. I had a disease that you just don't come back from. You're told it, and you're out. But God had other plans for me, and now I seek desperately to do exactly what God wants me to do. But I want you to understand the power of prayer. That it's worked for me before this situation that happened with pancreatic cancer, and it worked when my wife was savagely attacked 21 years ago. It works. Don't give up. Tell Satan to get thee behind me. It's okay. Pray every day. Don't expect God to talk directly to you, but he will guide you around. I can assure you of that. God bless you all.
Anyone else?
This church, I have very, very wonderful memories. The first time that we lived here, the churches often would have revivals. A guest speaker would come and bring God's message. At one of these revivals, I accepted my Lord. He has worked and shown me so many things. He has blessed me so that I hope others can see his wonderful love. We never know who's going to be watching us. Are we doing and saying the right things? Are we giving him praise? He loves us all. He died for us. He wants us to be with him, but we have to make that choice. A lot of times, we don't understand, and a lot of times, there are heartaches, but I know I can go and ask for help and understanding. Also, how many times can we say thank you for the little things? We don't have to have great big things, just little things. Getting up in the morning, seeing what God's plan for us. It may be cloudy, but in our hearts we can have sunshine. Thank you for letting me be able to say these things at the communion table, at some of the ladies' groups, and let us all try to witness for our Lord and Savior. Thank you.
When I had open heart surgery 7 years ago, and a lot of complications set in, and doctors done whatever they could do, but I believe through prayer and God, He's the one that brought me through. I believe that He said, I'm not done with your life yet. Prayer is mentioned in the Bible 132 times. It's the most reliable source that we have, no matter what we're going through in life. God is always there for us. Let us always remember that.
Howard and I were looking for a church when we came here. We had watched some videos during COVID, and we really liked what we heard. We drove to Richmond for 35 years to go to church. We knew someday we were going to get too old to do it, and we prayed for God's wisdom, and we are so happy to be here. We feel the Holy Spirit moving in this church. We are so happy with the friends we've made here, and we surely appreciate Scott's sermons. Thank you.
For me, walking on his front steps on Sunday morning, it ends my chaos for the whole week. I'm here for about an hour or determine how long Scott's going to talk. Sorry, Scott. But I enjoy laughter. But God has taught me, don't be afraid of dying. I used to be afraid of dying. Anymore, I welcome it. To me, it's a privilege. It's an honor. I'm not going to do anything to make it come sooner, but when it's my time, I'm going to go. And he also taught me to put two jobs that I love dearly together. One job I have, I help build families' dreams, their lives. I get to see them grow by delivering house packages or whatever. I get to meet families, watch their lives grow together. The other job is I get to help protect those families, being on the fire department. You combine both of those together, it comes from the heart. He's also taught me that when there's an anger issue coming up, don't be mad and angry. Kind of either walk away from it or turn it into something comical. Make a fun pun about it or something like that to yourself. Try not to add up to somebody else's mistakes or problems. Add up to it for yourself. Make fun of yourself with them. It's what I've done for years and years and years, and it's kept me out of a lot of chaos. So I just want to thank God for giving me the opportunity for enjoying my life for who I am.
I'd like to thank the Lord for the experiences that He's given me through life. They haven't all been happy experiences, but they've been experiences, and through those times, that's when He's been building character. And He's been beside me all the way through, even before I took Him into my life or asked Him to save me from myself. He has blessed me all the way through. Some pieces of my testimony have been shared here, but all the things that have happened, His word is the living word, and it's true. He will straighten your path. Straighten mine, but it's not easy, but it's straight or straighter. Each day I'm trying to straighten it out a little further, and I thank Jesus for that so much because He saved me.
I'm thankful for God coming into my life when I needed him the most. I didn't always make the best decisions, ran around with the wrong crowd, covered in tattoos, always had people judge me. Never really was around a lot of people that believed in God, so I never knew what to believe. I never said that I didn't or did, and he came into my life when I needed him the most. I felt like I was alone, didn't have anybody, wasn't worth anything, and then I met my wife, and one of the first questions she asked me was, "Do you believe in God?" And I told her, I said, "Well, I really don't know." Well, then we got together. We've been together for almost 13 years now, and he blessed us with kids. So now I have a family. I have a good job. I have church family. Anytime I have any problems, I've came to Scott before. He's been there for me. All you guys, when I came here, you opened up to me and, you know, didn't judge me for the way I looked. I've come to Kenny with problems. He's talked to me, been there for me. And so I've got my family, and I've got my church family, and I'm very thankful for it. So I'm thankful for God being there when I needed him the most. So thank you.
Many years ago, I came to terms with the fact that my mortal being was going to be gone. That's just a fact of life, and you know that. What happens after that, of course, is a factor for yourself, but you look at this world we're in now and how it's crashing in flames, and I kept questioning, why do my kids have to go through this? Why do my grandchildren got to live like this? Then I realized that there's a plan that's been known before they were born. Daniel was born at a time to survive the lion's den. Samson never had a chance. David slew Goliath. These were all people that were put in a position in an overall plan. And that gives me hope, and it gives me comfort.
As a pastor who comes and delivers a message each and every week, who prays for his church, who helps people through times of difficulty, many times people ask me, who encourages you? I was encouraged today. I was encouraged today. Hearing what God's doing in their lives, no matter how small we think that it is, it carries power and weight with it. It does. This passage of scripture that I read this morning for prayer, in Ephesians 3 and verse 20, Paul says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is worked within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations." To him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. What is it you're asking for? What is it you're imagining? These are important questions that we need to consider. What are we asking for? I pray to God that we are asking that he grows our faith, that he grows our understanding of who he is. He is the great I am. He is the great I am, the creator of everything that we see, the creator of everything that we don't see. Do you think that he does not love you? Oh my gosh, he loves us. He loves us. And it's not that we shouldn't be praying for peace on earth, that we shouldn't be praying for the physical ailments that we have. We should. But there is way more to this than what we see and understand and what we feel. Oh man, my Jesus is coming. My Jesus is coming. Will it come today? I don't know. I hope so. There have been many pastors that have stood behind pulpits and have uttered those words, but I pray it. I pray that we're ready because he's coming soon. Thank you for sharing with us today. The power of testimony, the power of your story is so important, and it means so much because now we know we're not alone in this. We're in it with other people. We're in it with other people, and they'll help us through. Whenever we begin to stumble and fall down, we have a brother or sister in Christ to lift us back up, to help us encourage to keep going. Don't give up and keep going. The next step, that's the one that's the most important. The next one after that, we follow after Christ. Thank you, Jan, for telling us that today. We follow Christ just like all the other geese follow the one in the lead. And we have a grateful and thankful high priest who loves us beyond our imagination. Let's never, ever forget that. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we love you and we thank you for the work that you do in our lives and how you promise you are never going to stop until it is complete. That once you have started a good work in us, you're going to carry it out until it's complete on the day of Christ Jesus our Lord. And Father, we give you thanks and praise for that today. Lord, and I pray that as we continue to go on this week, this next month, throughout the remainder of this year, or however long it is before Jesus comes back, I pray that we are following hard after you. Father, give us the strength, the boldness, the encouragement, the knowledge, the wisdom, the love to do all of those things. And in everything that we say and do, Father, may we bring you glory. No matter how hard it is, no matter how difficult it may be, you are the one we serve. And Father, you are still in control, always in control. Nothing can move you. Father, we thank you for that. Pray all these things, Father, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.